From Spark and Anvil and Terra Voyage, this is Reach and Chapter 1 of the Terra Voyage cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Maya stepped into a room that smelled of salt and old maps. In the center stood a huge albatross, chunky, almost cartoon-like, warm cream feathers tipped with soft gray and blue. Its enormous wings stretched wide, and drawn across them were maps, tiny continents, swirling ocean currents, little mountain ranges. It wore a mended cloak, very old, patched with squares of different fabric, each patch, somehow, a story. In one claw, it held a stack of cards showing planets and stars. "Hello there," the albatross boomed, a voice like wind over the ocean. "I am Reach." Maya gulped. "You seem surprised," Reach said, a smile touching its beak. "Most are. I have flown over every ocean and seen every land, and everywhere I go, I teach the same thing. Planetary scale interconnection." Maya tried the words. "Planetary interconnection?" "It means," Reach said gently, spreading one great map wing until the painted continents seemed to glow. "Far is closer than you think. Everywhere is somewhere's neighbor." Reach let a single feather drift down, and where it landed, a tiny painted current rippled across its wing. "Watch the water," Reach said. "A current that starts off one coast warms a country half a world away. The air does it too. Smoke from one land drifts over another. A bird," it dipped its beak modestly, "carries a seed from this shore to that one. Nothing on this planet is truly far from anything else. It only looks far on a flat map." Maya stared at the swirling wing, feeling suddenly very small and, at the same time, strangely large, as if she were part of something enormous. "So a place I've never even heard of is tied to the ground under your feet by wind and water and wing," Reach finished. "That's the first thing to feel, how big the world is and how connected."
Reach touched one of the patches on its old cloak, a faded blue square. "Every patch is a place I've been," it said. "And here is the hard, true thing I have seen from up high. The places that did the least to harm the sky are often the ones that feel the storms first." Maya frowned. "That's not fair."
"No," Reach agreed, quiet as calm water. "It isn't. A family on a low island didn't make the seas rise, and yet the water comes to their door first." It said this without shouting and without despair, the way you tell a child something true and heavy, gently, so they can carry it. "I don't tell you this to frighten you. I tell you because neighbors notice each other. And once you know a faraway place is your neighbor, you can't quite unknow it."
Reach gathered its great wings and looked down at Maya with its deep, knowing eyes. "You've met the others, the travelers who move with the seasons, who move for safety, who move to explore. I am the last of them, and my lesson holds all of theirs together." It fanned the map wings wide. "Every journey any of them makes happens on this one round world, where a mountain shepherd and an island family and a curious wanderer and you all share the same air and the same seas. Far is closer than you think. Everywhere is somewhere's neighbor. That's the whole map." Maya looked at the glowing continents, the currents linking coast to distant coast, and felt the pieces click into one shape. "So the whole planet is kind of one neighborhood."
"One neighborhood," Reach said warmly, "with a very wide street."
Maya walked to the great window at the room's end and looked out at the sky Reach had flown across so many times. Somewhere out past the horizon, she thought, there was a coast she'd never see. And on it, someone's home, someone's neighbor, someone breathing the same air that touched her window now. It made her feel small and enormous at once, small under such a wide sky, and enormous to be connected to people she would never meet, all of them sharing one round world. A quiet, wide-open warmth spread through her chest. Not lonely, but the opposite. The full, glad feeling of belonging to something huge and shared. That small and enormous, connected to strangers, one neighborhood warmth, wonder and care in the very same breath, was, to Reach, the whole reason it kept flying, and the whole reason it had come, at last, to teach.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Reach. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.